with Ashley and Sam.
Hello.
Hiya.
And they are both from the UK. Actually, do you want to tell us about where you're from?
I'm from South London, living at a place called Crystal Palace, and I'm visiting my girlfriend here at UBC for the week.
Awesome.
And I'm doing an exchange year here at UBC, and I'm from just north of London next to Cambridge in a place called Bedford, which isn't very exciting, but I love it.
Exciting, exciting as it is not from here, so yes. It's like, woo, foreign.
Brits abroad.
Yeah.
Brits abroad, yeah.
Whoa, accents, crazy. Okay, so I thought today, since we have you guys, we would do a little Canadian and British little show
mishmash,
here.
Yeah.
Little mishmash.
Mixing it up.
So we'll play music. We'll be playing music from, Canada and then also the UK that we've all chosen. So I'll start us off actually with this song by Dataplan. And it's one of their new ones, and it's going to be out on their album that's coming out in April. So this is a little... I was actually supposed to play it last week, but I was not here last week. So I was like, I'll play it this week.
Sure, they'll let you off.
All right, here... Oh, and this is CITR 101.9 in Vancouver. Here's Dataplan with Helpless.
Testing. Thank you.
Here's one for the diamonds in the dark. All the people in the park. Festive for the amblers in the gloom.
It's the darkest gloom.
And all the feathers feeling blue. She tastes like sunlight, and she's always gonna be there in the back of your mind. Is the time to rewind? Were you born to live or to die? Forget and forgive, there's a place you can live.
All right, so that was Peace with their song California Days, and they're from Birmingham.
Yeah.
There we go. And then before that, we had Data Plan, who they're from Vancouver, and that was their song Helpless. So we were just talking about some shows that we've just seen and that we're going to see. We saw Data Plan play. We caught the end of their set. And then we also saw Tops, who was an awesome little show. I thought that was like one of the best shows I've actually seen in a while. So that was really good. We'll play some of them. And Sam, so you were just talking about festival you're going to go to.
Yeah, Glastonbury over at summer. I'm volunteering there for the first time. Never been before. I'm looking forward to it a lot. Ash volunteered last year.
Yeah, it's with Fruit Oxfam, and you basically get a free ticket if you do 3 8-hour shifts. But I messed up last year. I was supposed to turn up on the Monday and get one of the shifts out of the way before the music starts, but I turned up on the Tuesday, so you have to miss some of the music, unfortunately, but you get to see a lot of it. And also, your wristband is a staff wristband, so you get to go backstage at some of the
That's insane. It's like, why wouldn't you? It's like, why would you even pay for a ticket if you could just volunteer? And then,
if you turn up intoxicated on any of your shifts, you get excluded from the festival and banned from Oxfam, so you have have to play it down.
Yeah, you're gonna have to be
careful there.
Yeah, be careful, but I'm sure it'll be good.
Can't go too hard or crazy.
No,
it's worth some sunglasses first. Or something.
Yeah. That's awesome. And then, so you're going to be doing it this year?
Yeah, I'm doing it this year. I'm volunteering there. Then another festival, Boomtown, as well. I'm going to be volunteering. Yeah.
Where's that?
It's a dance festival with like a lot of reggae.
It's in Winchester.
In Winchester, yeah, it's not too far away from where I'm in London. But yeah, so that should be a good summer, working away.
That's heavy.
Yeah,
that's
seriously. Really see music.
Yeah, I don't know what I've been doing really, just directing traffic, maybe put some wristbands on people.
Yeah,
and
I had the megaphone everyone. Last year.
Stay in line.
Oh, megaphone, that could be quite,
ooh,
yeah.
That'll be fun. Lots of fun things there. Okay. Okay, so how about we play, since we're just talking about Tops, let's play some Tops. So this is Tops with their song Blonde Phase off of their album Picture You Staring. Check it out.
I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and roller. Morning After Show started last century with Jeremy Baker and Paul Gullett on 101.9 FM CITR Radio. Oswaldo Perez Cabrera joined in 2001. Van Music has teamed up with Super Cheeto Productions and Ascenda School of Management to celebrate the 15th anniversary of the Morning After Show at the Rickshaw Theater this March 24th, with superstars Jarabe de Palo and very special guests Los Furios and Caracas. Featuring one of Spain and Latin America's biggest bands, Jarabe de Palo, playing their first show in Canada. This night will also feature BC Ska from Los Furios and the Latin punk of East Van band Caracas. The Morning After Show 15th Anniversary Party with Jarabe de Palo this Tuesday, March 24th at the Rickshaw Theater. Tickets are $25 and are available at High Life, Neptune, Red Cat, and Zulu.
Are you a current UBC grad student? If so, then listen up, because the Graduate Student Society lets UBC grads book rooms and spaces in the newly renovated grad student building. Be sure to take advantage of what the facility has to offer. The rooms come equipped with sound systems and can host up to 300 people. Even better, as grad students, you don't have to pay booking fees. Not a grad? Don't worry. The Tia Corner House is open to the public, as in the Kerner Pub, opening earlier next year. For more information, contact booking manager Rob at bookings@gss.ubc.ca.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to Shine On with your host Jane,
Ashley,
and Sam.
Woo! Okay, so before that little break there, we played Tops with their song Blind Phase, and then we played David Bowie with Moon Age Daydream. So what was this? You said something about David Bowie and him being at Glastonbury.
Yeah,
and
basically the organizer and the owner of Glastonbury, Michael Evis, every year there's a big hoo-ha over who the headliners are going to be, and this year they've announced three out of four of them. It's Lionel Richie, Kanye West, and
Kanye, so
the third one?
Foo Fighters.
The fourth one is still up for debate, and he's given a clue saying that he was watching Arcade Fire with this person last year. It's a British male, and his band is no longer British, and all of Bowie's band are now from New York, and he hasn't toured the two records that he's released in the last year, so, but I'm not going to be so we might have to break up with Sam if Bowie's announced.
There's a lot riding on it, like.
He can just like Skype you in or something.
Yeah, I'll FaceTime her waving, like, get quite emotional.
No,
That's crazy that they like. That's cool that they really like release the headliner slowly.
Yeah, but there was a backlash for Kanye West. There's an online petition which has like hundreds of thousands,
50,000 strong at the moment. Yeah.
Being like, really to take him off.
Yeah, they want a rock band rather than they don't feel that like hip hop should be on there.
Oh no!
But then it came out that the guy who started the petition has never been to Glastonbury. And he's just very, very vocal and passionate.
He just
about
doesn't like Kanye West.
Yeah,
I think it's all the stuff in the media. Like, it just comes across so like, oh. And now they've announced it.
I mean, I feel
he's
like
he's going to put on a show.
I mean, I feel like a lot of people, you either love him or you hate him. But I feel like already in like America, and he's American, a lot of people don't even like him.
Yeah, I think he'd
so. I can't imagine him.
I bet
he'd
bring
Britain.
Out
I think
Beyonce
would.
Or Rihanna or someone,
and that would be
it. Would be a party.
Yeah,
regardless.
It'd be a huge celebrity party.
Exactly.
So
he could invite anyone on stage. Yeah,
and they would probably fly out there and be on stage because it's Kanye West.
Helicopters, private jets, fireworks. You're gonna have a great time.
That sounds I feel like whatever, petition man who's never been to Glastonbury. Still sounds like a good time. Okay, we'll go on to our next song. I'm actually gonna play, this is Alex Calder with Strange Dreams, and Alex Calder was one of the bandmates of Mac DeMarco. So
we're seeing
soon. So yes, we are seeing very soon. So I'll play this now. Here's Alex Calder with Strange Dreams.
Yeah. my sandpaper sign engraves a line into the rust of your tongue. Girl, I could have been someone to you. Would have painted the skies blue, baby blue, if you knew. Baby, edging closer, you swim my way. Girl, I've got no chance and nothing to say. Girl, but stay here for a little while. But if only you could see my shadow crossing your path, it won't be the last, baby. She was bobbing, I was bobbing. My heart was stopping, she was bobbing. Ah.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to Shine on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. So what you just heard, that was King Cruel with his song Baby Blue. And before that, we had Alex Calder with his song Strange Dreams. So King Cruel's from the UK. Where, do you know exactly where he's from?
Somewhere in South London, I think. I'm okay. Not sure. South London. School was in, like, yeah, near where I was in Crystal Palace.
Okay, cool. So Sam here knows him kind of like that's like a second third friend. He went to a Brit school, or
it's like a creative school for like singing if you want to act as well. Loads of people go through there, like Adele, Amy Winehouse has been there, so loads of people. Archie or King Cruel was just in my friend's ear at the time, and now he's doing really well. He's gone crazy big, so
which is insane. He's like 21, which
he's
like,
so talented.
That's nice to see someone that's like actually like really talented make it big over there and over here. Like, it was crazy when he came here, his show sold out really fast.
Oh really?
Yeah, like, and I just kind of heard of him through a friend, and then I was like, whoa, we need to buy tickets right now. And I think I bought the last, there's three tickets left at the, when I went to go buy it at Red Cat Records, and bought the last three. So I was like, whoa. Lucky.
Now he's at Coachella.
Oh.
Made it big.
Woo! Got King Cruel over there. Mac DeMarco from Canada was also there. All these little kind of like weird talents, I feel like. Yeah. Now hitting up Coachella. it's exciting.
All the boys have attitude.
Yeah, 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 they all have attitude. Slightly gingy tinge. I love how his name's Archie, and he's also like super gingy and like
same name as my dog.
Same name as awesome. Okay, so we're gonna play some more music from the UK. So we have up next, we're gonna play The Jam. Want to tell us who's? I don't know anything about them.
The Jam. Well, basically, the lead singer Paul Weller is one of our favourite artists, and we were going to see him live this summer at a festival in Spain called Benicassim. We got there an hour early, and Jake Bugg was playing after him, and all of a sudden Jake Bugg came on stage, but Paul Weller hadn't been on stage, so we waited, and then we found out from people in the crowd that he'd been moved to 12 in the morning and not been announced at all. There wasn't any information about it in the tent, and we were and we missed Tame Impala as well while we were waiting for Paul on another stage, so we were so gutted. And then this year we managed to get tickets to see him in Brighton, so everything's worked out.
That's good. That's really sucks, and they like move festival schedules on you, and you're just like, ugh.
But Paul has done a lot of solo stuff, as well as this other band. He's got The Jam and there's Style Council.
Okay, cool.
So there's lots to explore.
Solo stuff, yeah. He's had so many different like genres he's been through.
Awesome. Okay, well, we will listen to them now. This is The Jam with their song Town Called Malice. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Definitely not blessed. Stop dreaming of the quiet lives that someone will never know. We're running for the runaway bus, those rosy days are few. Stop apologizing for the things you've never done. Time is short and life is cruel, but it's up to us to change.
Yeah. Oh, man, who that is? Shout out Migo, shout out Zaytoven one Migo's time.
BBC Bike Rave.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, BBC fam? Bike Rave is back. Deaf and badass. Swiper Snap is getting the grunge hips down to heavy
bass,
neon lights, and fast bikes. Join the boisterous conglomeration at Kerner's Plaza on March 27th at 8 p.m. We got the glow sticks. We got the music. You bring the party.
At Dunkin' Donuts, each and every
radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the pop underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
All right, so what we heard before that was we had No Joy with their song Hair Tear It Lies, and they're out of Montreal, Canada. And then before that, we had The Jam with Town Called Malice. So that was really good. So we were just talking about some differences here. They're preparing me before I go to the UK to live for a year. So we were talking about some appliances.
Yeah, and how, it was just a tip that a lot of Canadian appliances and British appliances don't cross over. So, and I found this out the hard way for Sam's birthday in September, when I thought it was a good idea to buy him a record player. I took it home and my housemate straight away said, "You're an idiot, you're going to have to send that through FedEx, why didn't you just buy it online and send it over the internet?" I was like, "Oh, it's fine, it won't be that much." Spent over an hour in FedEx with this guy packaging it up and barely speaking English, and then he told me that it was $270 to send.
Oh my god.
And I just didn't even register that he'd said that number. Just put my card in, put my PIN in, walked out of the shop like, what on earth have I just done?
Oh no.
And I sent it to the UK, Sam opens it, and finds out that Canadian appliances don't work in Britain anyway. So
he's blue straight away. Yeah.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, because it's different, like wattage or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
No.
So it's sitting in my room still. It's a lovely record player, but I just can't really get
it's
my shit out.
The thought that counts,
nice,
right?
Yeah, it looks
yeah.
Nice, like.
It's like, yeah, I listen to records.
Yeah,
not really.
I just look at them.
It's gonna bring it back, actually.
Just stroke them.
Yeah, we'll sort it one day.
So something. Don't go sending anything electronic through FedEx that costs that much. You've got a laugh.
Yeah, you do. That's unfortunate.
Money grows on trees. That's the messed up part.
Oh, that's really unfortunate. Too bad. But okay, good to know.
Yes,
I will worry of that before I make my way over there. Guess I'll need to get a new hair dryer, new alarm clock. New everything.
Yeah, just don't take anything. Buy it all there secondhand and then
ooh,
give
secondhand.
It away.
Oh, I'm going to be all over those thrift shops already. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It'll be exciting. It's always, I think it's really fun thrift shopping in other countries because you're just like, whoa,
it's so much
look
fun.
At all this weird old stuff.
Recycling.
From another country.
Uh-huh. Like, I found some turquoise cowboy boots here and they're the best things ever.
That sounds so awesome.
And they were my size. It was a moment of sheer joy.
Oh, sounds amazing. Okay, we have a little bit of time left. So you have another song here. I was thinking Madness.
Yay.
One Step Beyond.
This makes me think of my dad drunk dancing weddings. It's just
awesome. Okay. So we will play some of this. So we have Madness with One Step Beyond. Woo-hoo.
Watch this! This is the heavy, heavy monster sound! The nuttiest sound around! So if you're coming off the street and you're beginning to feel the heat, well, listen, Buster, you better start to move your feet to the rockin'est, rock steady beat of Madness! One Step Beyond! We'll be right back.
Right, so we heard that was The Specials with Doesn't Make It All Right, and then before that we had Madness with One Step Beyond. And so these are both bands from the UK. Mm-hmm. Yeah. and
part of the ska revival.
Yeah, what were you saying about that ska revival thing?
Well, ska originated from Jamaica, and it's like calypso reggae, but then the lead singer of The Specials, he brought it back in the 70s with a punk rock attitude twist, and that's where The Specials and Madness and that whole genre of sort of upbeat but still chilled music comes from.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Have you seen any of those guys? I guess, are they still performing? I guess they're kind of...
The Specials have come back. Yeah. Specials? They're yeah. doing a...
They played at our university.
Played at university? Oh, yeah. That's cool.
I was here, but... Sammy, you saw... Who did you
see? Well, I was on campus at the time. It's really weird because you see the people come out the woodwork. They've still got their loafers, white socks, and, like, braces on.
Yeah,
like,
there's a whole, like, subculture.
Geezers coming out.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
Yeah,
it's all... you know, like, you know the film This Is England?
No.
Oh, you should check that out. Okay. It's really good, but it's all, like, skinhead culture and mod culture.
Oh.
And, like, driving around on peds with, like, trouser braces and things.
Fred Perry's and Harrington's. And
yeah.
Stuff.
Bringing it back.
Yeah.
Doc Martens.
Oh, we love the Doc Martens here.
Yeah.
Especially at CITR.
Fashion.
A lot of them
yeah.
walking around.
Fashion just repeats, doesn't it?
It's yeah.
Funny. Yeah, it does.
It's everything coming back.
I feel like you guys are always like ahead of the times too. It's like, always
I
looking
don't know
through.
About that. It's coming here. It looks pretty
stylish,
modern.
Yeah.
Me and my sister are always talking. They're like, she's always like, oh, I wonder if, like, you know, we could, like, pull, if I could pull this off, like, some shoes or something. She's like, I just saw in this, like, British magazine. She's like, but they are British, so, like, of course they can pull it off. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. It's Canada, I don't know.
Questionable.
We can pull outfits. Off the plaids here.
Yeah. I wore a plaid on one of my first days here at UBC, and someone said straight away, like, oh, you got Canadian style down to a T.
Yes! Made it!
I made it.
Okay, we'll play a couple more songs. We'll play one more of those special songs. I really liked that. So, going off of that, this is their song, A Message to You, Rudy. Sounds very British. Here it is. All right, so that was our last song, and that was The Specials with A Message to You, Rudy. So that kind of wraps up the show, Shine On. I'm Jane, and this was Ashley and Sam. So thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. It's been really fun.
I learned a lot about music from the UK, so it's exciting.
Drop in for next year.
Yeah. Already just getting so excited, and yeah, I'll catch up on all my UK music maybe, yeah. And then I'll know who to, like, see when I'm actually there. Yeah. All right, and we are signing off. So,
bye,
you guys. Want to say
bye?
Bye.
Shana.
times rough, but generally speaking, I'm fine. If you don't agree with the things that go on within my life, well, honey, that's fine. Just know that you're wasting your time. Sort me, place me. Stepping out of line. Give me a number, something to be. May help out the country boy, but it won't work out on me. So don't go telling me how this boy should be leading his own life. Sometimes rough, but generally speaking, I'm fine. If you don't agree with the things that go on my life, well, honey, that's fine. Just know that you're wasting your time.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9, and this is a student special hour. Hi, you're listening to CITR. CITR 101.9, you're listening to the Student Special Hour, and today on the show we have Vida. Please Hello. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Vida. I'm currently a third year at UBC studying Global Resource Systems, and I'm here to hang out with UC for the next 15 minutes or so to talk about a student club that I'm involved in.
So what is the name of the club?
So the name of our club is The Passion Project, and I actually got involved in my first year through my cousin who started the club.
Oh.
Yeah.
So your cousin was the founder of the club?
She was one of the co-founders, yeah.
Okay, so do you mind telling the listeners a little bit about what the club is about?
Definitely. So The Passion Project believes that